Biloi, when he came, Rashi says that the Mayim, that's the water, Sheh Bekainis, Sheh Boilim Kol Meimish, when he came to this river, the Mayimis, his Mole Guz of the Mayim filled up some water from it. Nibay Biloi. He took along some water from the May, Rashi says, Mayu Kainis. What happened was, Kad Osu, when they came in front of the king of the emperor now, Okminu Kamei, a Kaiser, they put all these 60 people in front of the Kaiser. Chaznu, the heavy money, the Kaiser saw them, where they were all very depressed. Omule, he said, Hani Lav Ninu, this can't be, those 60 Chachomu, I hear such great things about them. So the Shu did was, Shokal, Miyafrei, took out some of the dirt that he brought along from their own town, and as they were out of the town, they didn't feel comfortable. The Shod Elavai, so he threw some of that dirt in front of them. Is actually Ape. The Ikushu, Rashi says, means Izu, the deeper question. Now they start to talk strong. And Rashi says, because when they smelled the smell of their land, they thought they were near home, so they start to talk very strong. So the kid said, the Melech saw the way, the Emperor saw the way, Bishua attacked, they did what he was supposed to, he brought back these 60 people. So Omale, the case is said now to the, the case is said now, called the boy is offered, but whatever you want to do with them, you can do with them. Is I see Numayis, he brought down this water, the Isim of Eveloi, that he took along from the Neukainis, Shadino Betigra. So he threw it into a Kli, Rashi says, some say threw it into a ditch. Omalu, he told them, Malu Yilhu, Vizilu Lachu. So he told them, fill this, and then you could go away. So what happened was, Omalu, Malu Yilhu, Vizilu Lachu. So Molu, Vishodabay, Kamoy, Kamoy, Bolu. They kept on throwing more and more water in, it kept on seeping in, it didn't fill up. Molu, Adishoma, Kiswayu, Bolu, Vyozel. So that happened was these people trying to fill up this hole, and they couldn't fill it up with water. So their molu had the shomach is run until the shoulders fell off. Or bolu, and the water kept on swallowing in, the yozel, so they themselves also, Rashi says, hochuli avdom, they went to waste. So the Maisa, the Mashur has a big arikis here in this Gemara, it goes through it exactly, how come Yeshua here, he was Maisa Nefesh to do this, and the Chur, all the Devorim, it says here, Chur, you don't learn anything else from it. So the Mashur goes to say, Ozim Sholem, exactly what we learn out from these things. Hamashu Tachres Hayomim. He goes through it Barichas. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll have test here. Test of Aleph by the Mishnah. He says, Chamoiro Sholei Bichro. You have a Chamoiro that did not give birth yet. And now, V'yoldo Shnei Zchorim. Now gave birth to two Zchorim at the same time. And the problem is you don't know which one is the Bechor, she gave birth to at the same time. So Alochar is nois saint tle echol akarin. All you have to do is just give one tle for a pigeon, like Monashach. Only one of the two is the Bechor. And Alochar of the petach hamor is you have to redeem it with a seh and give this seh to the kain. So you have a Monashach, all you have to do is just give one tle, that's poshut. What's going to be Zohar and Akeva? Let's say she gave birth to two, and one was a Zohar, one was an Akeva. So really it's a sophic now whether you mechuyev and petach hamor altogether. Maybe the nekeva came out first. So in such a case, mafrish tle echad liyatzmai. True, you have to set aside one tle, like you have to be mafrish, take off the yisir, off the petach hamor and put it onto the seh. But now this seh doesn't have any kedusha. Usually it's only time of mitzvah to give it to the kohen. But over here you have a sophic whether you have to give it to the kohen or not. It's possible to say that maybe the nekeva came out first, so you be put it all together. Therefore, like a Mitzvah Mechaber Olav Arayim, you have a right to keep it. That's called Mafresh Tlerechot Liyatzman, you have a right to keep it. What's going to be Shtei Chamurim? Let's say you have two Chamurim. Shlei Bichru. One person owns two Chamurim, two donkeys, and they didn't give birth yet. The Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, and now both of them gave birth to a Zocho. So Pashid, Noisein Shnei Tloin Lakoin. You have to be paid to both of them. There's two Pitzvei Chamurim here. So you have to take two Seh and give both of them to the Koin. And maybe the Chiddush is that you can't be paid to both of them with one tle, but you have to take a separate tle for each of Bechor and give two of them to the Kohen. What's going to be Zohar and Akeva? Let's have these two that gave birth. One gave birth to Zohar, one to an Akeva. Or Shnei Zohar and Akeva. Then Lachar is Nois and Tlech on the Kohen. All you have to do is just give one tle to the Kohen. So the Chiddush, even though there are two Zohar and Akeva, Here it's a chiddush. Where it's a zorch min a keva, pshita, there's only one. But shnei zochor min a keva, there is one of them gave birth to a zochor, and the second one gave birth to a zochor in a keva. So therefore, you have to give one tloya to the kohen, because peshua yichayev in one. Now the second one is a suffik. So nechramim, the more will say again here also, you'd have to be mafresh a tloya for the second one, but you can keep it just like a din we had before. But the Mishnah doesn't say it, but then nechrami just means nois and tlech lekohen is one you have to give for sure to the kohen, but for the other one you'll have to be mafresh, set aside, and you can keep it for yourself. What's going to be shtei nekeves zocher? Let's say two nekeves zocher, or shnei zocher mishnei nekeves. Same kind of kohen klum. Again, the kohen doesn't get anything vaday, because they're all sveikis. Maybe the nekeves came out first. So again, the you'd have to be mafresh at tleh min asofik. But in nechrami you keep it for yourself. You wouldn't have to give it to the kohen. What's going to be now? Let's say the person has two chamarim. Now achas bichro viachas lebichro. One chamor already gave birth before, and one did not. For yoldu shnei scharim, both of them give birth now to two scharim. So you don't know which one is which. So it doesn't make a difference. One for sure is a bichor. So you have for nois and tlech the kohen. First, you have to give one set to the kohen for the petach chamor. What's going to be zochor in a keva? So again, one gave birth to a zocher, one to a nekeva. So we have a suffix now. If this zocher came from the one that already gave birth before, or did it come from the one that laid bichor, it's called a bichor. So it's a suffix bichor. A suffix petach amor. So that's the locha, mafresh tle'echol liyatzim. Again, you have to set aside one kain, one tle, and you keep it. As a mitzvah mechver, all of a raya, you have a right to keep it. Shinemek, as the prophet says, O petach amor tifte b'seh. You should be paid a petach amor with a seh. So Rashi says this goes back now to the Reisha of the Mishnah. A Reisha koi kloima. Minon, how do we know the pidyon petach amor b'seh? How do we know that when you have like a vade petach amor, you have to be paid with and redeem with a seh and give the seh the sheep to the kohen? Shinem it says a petach amor tipode b'seh. So that's this pasuk. It's a petach amor tipode b'seh. Now we also say min hakfostim and min isim. Could be whether from lamb or from goats. Zochor in a keva could be a zochor in a keva. God of a cotton, tamim or balmum, it doesn't make enough. Even if it's a balmum, also you can give it to a kain. Now the Mishnah, yeah. Those Mishnah says, Ufay did boy pom harbi. You can use this one seh, and you can play it a lot of times. So Rashi says it means, Shim choza kain v'nosan al Yisrael. As the first Yisrael had one petach amor, so he set aside his seh and gave it to the kain. And then the kain gives that seh back to the Yisrael. And now the Yisrael wants to use it a second time, so he's allowed to. Yesh to pitach emorim, yochel of taisim boi. He's allowed to use it a second time. So that's called ufoyde boi pom harbe. Now, nichnas ledir lesaser. If it goes into the deer to become part of the minion for meiser, I mean, this tzlev that you amafreshod them liyatzmoiha. In the case where you have a suffix, whether you have to pitach emor or not. So lochos, you have to be mafresh to say. So now it stays by you, it's yours, and if it's nichnas l'dir with the other kvosim, and you mafresh ma'isa name from it. Now, v'yimeis, let's say the one you set aside, the say you set aside for pidyon petach amor, avadai, let's say it dies, so before it comes to day kain, so locher is nenin boy, you'll not have a no from it. So the Gemara said, we'll see, it means shakain nenin boy, that the kain is not have a no from it. Because at the time when the Yisrael set it aside, like right then it was Bishus HaKain. So now if it died, even though it died Bishus Yisrael, still it's considered like it was already given to the Kain, and therefore the Kain's letter have a note from it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Man Tan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rashi says, the Chamor Shal Bichav is the case where he gave birth to two at two Sechorim at one time, so we say the Kain only gets one. Like for sure, one came out before the other, because otherwise I would say maybe both of them are B'chorim. So man tana, Amr Rabbi Yirmi, the like Rabbi Yosef Lili, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Because the Rabbi Yosef Lili goes to Rabbi Yosef Lili, Amr, he says, Efshel Atamsem. He holds yes that you could be Matamsem. Two things could happen at the exact same time. So maybe both of them came out at the exact same time, and both of them are Kedushas Bechor. And therefore you have to be prayed there with two seh. So Akhla Mishnah only says to give one seh. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Amr Rabbi Yabai says no. Afilu Taino, Rabbi Yosef Lili, even if you want to start Mishnah, goes like Rabbi Yosef Lili. And Taki Yotz Efshel at some time is possible for two things to happen at the exact same time. But Shani Yosef Mir by Pitre Chamor, by Bechor, is different. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Haschorim Lashem, says a posik. Rashi says, "Shani yochad ichsib gabi roch laschom l'Hashem to mashma shnayim ye two." Avol petach hamod like siv be haschom. It doesn't say the word haschorim. Inam, even if you want to tell me, Yeshmet tamseim lekechi. It only says haschorim l'Hashem by roch by behemet Torah, but by behemet tamei by chamor it doesn't say haschorim. So if he like it's a kosev, you can't have more than one bechor at a time. Moshe says, but why not? Let's learn out a petah chamor from a petah of, from a bechor of a seh. Just like over there, you could have two, maybe you also could have two. So Moshe says, no, a miyat rachmona has a chorm. Says Lashon has a chorm, it's a miyat. That Lashon says, hey, yisayri mashm, zub leacheris. Only here, no, another place. It's only by the Hema Torah you could have two, they both have Kedusha, but by petah chamor, even if they both come out at the same time, you only have to be mafresh one pidgin once there. So Mishnah could come out even according to Yosef Lili. And he could be army something like this. Because the Rabbi Yosef Lili, he'll honor Eshlet Samson. He says Eshlet Samson took to come out at the same time. So that's be a frame of both of them, Abacharim. So you have to be mafresh two tles. Or Rabbi Yabai says no. Says the word haschorim. That again, the heyisera is only there and not by behemet meya, not by petach amor. Tzmora says, bishleim al Rabbi Yirmiyah. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, to le mukulok Rabbi Yosef Lili. He said that our mission is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. He says so. Haynu de leketoni viyotzu shnei roshem ki yechod. That's what's good. Now Mishnah does not say that both heads came out at the same time. Doesn't say such a case. Because according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, our Mishnah does not hold like a Yosef Lili. Our Mishnah knows that's not possible. Two things can't happen at the exact same time. For sure, one happened before the other. So the Mishnah does not even say such a case of the Yotzu Shnei Roshem Kiyechot. But Elul, according to Abaye, the question is, listen, the Abaye says that our Mishnah goes according to Yosef Lili. It's actually Tzamtzim. Says, so, listen, why don't the Mishnah say the Chiddush? That Yotzu Roshem Kachas, and it'll be a big chiddush, even though both heads came out at the same time, you only have to give one tlet to the kohen. Why does it say that? El Abai, listen to Yotzer Shnei Roshem Kiyechot, V'yoyed, and also, V'yoyed Tanya, Rashi has yes, V'yoyed Tanya, Higlo and Tila, it is V'yoyed Tanya Behedya. The what? Chamoy Rosh Shaloi Bichra, a chamoy that did not give birth yet. V'yoyed Shnei Zchorm, gave birth to two kids. V'yoyed Shnei Roshem Kiyechot, and both heads came out at the exact same time. It says clearly, Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer Shneim Lekayim. Both of them have kedusha. Shneim the pasuk says Haschorim LaShem. So the chori, even by chamor, also Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that both of them go to the kohen. So it's like it's good to write to Rabbi Yirmiyah then that our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili because according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, both of them have to go to a kohen. So more is the question: I will kik siv hai du duchas aguf. Who the siv? This pasuk of Haschorim it says by Yerocha by Behemet Torah, which has the Kedusha Saguf. Maybe only by Kedusha Saguf do we say both is Kaddish, but not by Behemet Tumeya, not by Chamor. So it says Elu Mishum Shenemer says Haschorim Hashem. Rashi says Elu Mishum Shenemer Haschorim the Bechor Behemet Torah. The Shemini Minor the Yesh Netzamsein. Omer Hu Adin LePetach Chamor Nechna Mitzvah Masvori Yods. Just by a behemoth Torah, he sees his svarah that two things could happen at the exact same time. The Torah calls them both a sacharim. So now Yosef Lili doesn't learn that from the same pasuk, but just in svarah says, since I see over there, it's actually some same two could happen at the same time. So male here also, by a petach amor, two could come out at the exact same time. And then Echnami, both of them is Kaddish. So they have to be pregnant them with two seh. So where it says it's so, to yuftu the abaya, to yuftu the chur tzakashin abaya. Here it's mashma clearly according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, even by a petach chamor also, that didn't would be, if two came out at the exact same time, nechnami yubichayiv, two says, both is Kaddish. Now the Bar-Mor says, for Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin Shita, lehen the tesav, Rabbonin the chur v'al mishne is this, according to Rabbonin, Rabbonin of our Mishnah, that they say you only have to give one tlet to the kohen, lehen the tesav, Rabbonin hold, Miksas Rechem Mekadish, or Miksas of the Rechem is enough to be Mekadishit. That's when the Bechor comes out of the Rechem of the womb, it's enough if part of the womb